Hey fans, welcome to week one of the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week presented by PNC Bank. It couldn't get any better than today. In the end, it's North Boylston coming out on top with their rivals from Rexville, 54-42. So let's take a look back at all the highlights from this afternoon's game. It was Brecksville getting on the board first as Tommy Tupo would connect with Paul Carthen for a 7-yard touchdown pass, making it 6-0 in favor of the Bees. North Boylston quarterback Travis Tarnowski would score the next two touchdowns on quarterback keepers, giving the Bears a 14-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. Bears tight end Britton Barnes would make an amazing 11-yard touchdown reception early in the second quarter as the Bears extended their lead to 21-6. Just before the half, Brecksville quarterback Tommy Tupa connected with brother Tim Tupa for a 38-yard touchdown reception as Brecksville would cut the lead to 21-14 as the teams headed to the locker room. It was North Boylston who would get on the board first in the second half, as wide receiver Mario Gwynn hauled in a 3-yard touchdown reception to make it 28-14. The teams would go on to exchange touchdowns the rest of the game, and it started with a 64-yard touchdown reception by Game of the Week MVP Carl Wint, making it 35-28 in favor of the Bears. Not to be outdone, Brecksville would capitalize on great field position and score on a 26-yard touchdown pass, once again tying the game, this time at 42 apiece. North Boylston would wrap up the scoring with two late touchdowns to come away with the 54-42 victory and the highest scoring game ever in the history of the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week. After the game, we had a chance to catch up with a very excited North Boylston head coach Nick Chuley, along with Game of the Week MVP Carl Lint. So let's take a listen to what they had to say about their team's victory. We're here with North Boylston head coach Nick Chuley. Coach, I don't even know what to say. What a game. Talk about your team's performance.
I think scoring 54 points and holding them when we had to at the end. I mean, it's unbelievable. I cannot tell you the feeling I have right now. I really can't. This group was undefeated as freshmen. And last year, you know, we didn't have such a lot of success. So we had some unfinished business. And they said they had never won the shoe as a class. I mean, because you don't get it, you know, a freshman year. So they lost it 2 years in a row. And they're so happy to have it back. And they deserve it.
I wanted the ball. I'm a senior this year. I wanted the ball every single play. And my linemen blocked like crazy for me. There's huge holes every play. And I just did the rest, and the perimeter blocking was great today, and I owe it to all of them. This game always sets the tone for the season. We lost these guys the past 2 years, and I think that was the downfall to our other seasons. And we're ready to go this year. We're excited, and everyone's pumped for this year. We're ready to get to the playoffs.
Well, fans, it's going to be hard to top this one, but we'll be back next week. So be sure to log on to ClevelandBrowns.com and submit your vote for which game you want us to cover in week two. From Cleveland Browns Stadium, I'm Matt Yunker for ClevelandBrowns.com.
Browns fans, unite with the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app and the new official iPad app. Both are available for a free download. The official mobile app and iPad app allow you to stay connected to your favorite team through news, team information, photos, and exclusive live video and audio streaming on the go. Unite! Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.